Hi there, I'm Christina Atfield from Data Analytics Cohort Number 1, full-time cohort. And my capstone project was, will Legionnaire's disease be the next U.S. epidemic?
Exciting. So I am super pumped to jump into your story and to learn about what you've been working at full-time here. That's been 3 months, right?
Yes. Yep, so a little over.
We're going to be talking through that and all the good things that are involved with really going full-time into something like this. But first, I would love to talk about before NSS. What were you doing in life? Why did you decide to make this change? Let's talk through that.
Sure. So I was a sales coordinator at the Nashville CVC. That's the convention services in here in Nashville. It was a great place to be, great job. I noticed while on the job, there were a lot of things that could be automated, and that got my mind reeling towards the technology end of things. Unfortunately, when I was working there, the startup company my husband was working for folded, but we decided to take that as an opportunity instead of being freaked out about it. So we took our then 4-year-old daughter with us to South America, and we traveled around South America for a while. And while we were traveling, I was getting tired of just playing on Instagram, and I decided to download an HTML SoloLearn app and realized I really liked it. And when we came back to Nashville after a year of traveling, I stayed at home because we had our second child, and I continued self-teaching, went to a couple open houses at NSS, and realized that the data analytics course just seemed to suit everything I was looking for in my next career transition. And then they decided that they would also do a full-time program. And I just knew that was all, everything was just lining up. And so here I am.
That's so exciting. And I love hearing how you just sort of, you know, your wheels started to turn and you started to think about, what if I could actually do this job differently? And long story short, here you are. And 3 months, I know these have been a pretty unpredictable 3 months, so that's a lot you and the rest of the cohort have had to maneuver and navigate, so I applaud you and the rest for making it to the end here. So way to go. Next, let's talk about your project, what you've been working on. I'd love to hear what it is and why you decided to build it and how it works and that sort of thing.
Sure. So my question was, will Legionnaire's disease be the next U.S. epidemic? And I was wondering that because there's been reports of Legionnaire's going up, and it is caused by a bacterium called Legionella. When it gets into complex piping water systems in big buildings, it can come out as a mist and get into your lungs and cause a type of pneumonia. This pneumonia could be easily treated by antibiotics, but without awareness about it, it's hard to make the connection. So it was really something I wanted to dive into. Why are cases rising every year? And on top of that, hoping that that could bring some awareness to this condition so that people can get on antibiotics sooner if they need to.
So once you pull together all of this information and data, were you surprised by any of your findings? What was the takeaway?
Yeah, so I thought there would be a big connection to our water community systems. Those are the big facilities that clean our water and send it out to our buildings, you know, to drink or shower in. I was looking at their violations. I thought they would maybe be going up. There's maybe more contaminants in there or conditions that are causing bacteria to grow, but their violations were actually going down. So I looked deeper into that. A lot of those were they just got better with their monitoring, and a couple of their health things looked a bit better as well, but I noticed that the lead level seemed to have gone up. I thought that was interesting.
Whoa.
To see. Yes, so of course no amount of lead is good in your water. So there is some more analysis, even though I'm officially done with the capstone, I am not personally done with it. I would like to investigate a little more, do a little bit more analysis to see where else I can go with this.
That's so cool. I know they are frequently saying always be coding, and it's cool to hear that you're going to keep working at it. So I would love to next just visit what you think is next for you? With, you know, what do you think is coming up on what you're looking for to work? And I know you sort of reinvented yourself here. So what are you excited about doing next?
Well, I'm very excited. I was approached by our instructors, Mary Mahesh, very, very great instructors, to take on a junior instructor role for the next cohort. And I'll be getting to work with Mahesh. And I cannot think of a more perfect scenario. It's it takes a lot of guts to do a career transition midlife. And I really look forward to being a sort of mentor to help the next class through this. It's intense. There's, you know, a lot being thrown at you, and I really want to be there to help navigate people through the process. And
that's so exciting. Mm-hmm. So you've had so much fun just learning this on your own, and it's, you know, we do hear that sometimes the folks will get hired before they graduate. And in this case, you know, they'll get to join the NSS team and keep that rolling. So way to go.
Thank you.
Well, I am looking forward to seeing how your future unfolds. I really appreciate you taking some time to share with us what you've been doing and the journey. And we're all super excited for you.
Thank you so much.